Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Brought to you on this pre-snow and ice morning by Hillbean Auto Body. Let's hope you don't need them, but there's a chance you might. So remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hillbean. It happened to me one time, and Hillbean made it all right. So don't worry. As long as you're safe, your car can be fixed. Just protect yourselves, folks. Well, we're going to have fun today. We have live music in studio, and that doesn't happen very often. I think Monica Schultz started a trend when she used to bring when she was bringing her high schoolers in here to perform. But today, we are going to eventually hear the beautiful vocalizations and guitar tonings of Steve Bartow and Lakeia Gray. But first, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl Soup Luncheon. Now, super is S-O-U-P-E-R. We want to make that very clear because even though the Super Bowl collection is on Super Bowl Football Sunday of cans of soup and non-perishable goods, we spell it Super Bowl because it's all about the soup kitchens and raising money. So there's a soup luncheon coming up Tuesday, January 21st. It's going to be from 11 to 1, just 2 hours over the lunch hour next Tuesday at Western Catholic Union Hall, right downtown here at 516 Main. They've got a lot of room. They can handle a lot of people. And chili and chicken noodle soup will be served. And that's all you can eat. So you can have both, bowl of both if you want. And that includes a ham sandwich, a dessert, and a beverage for just $6. So, Steve Bartow, tell us a little bit about why have a special soup luncheon to benefit soup kitchens.
All right. I will do that. I've been meeting, I guess, for the last few months. We have a board, actually, for the Super Bowl of Caring. And we meet at the Catholic Charities building once a month. And basically, it's a fundraiser for the five local food pantries in town. And I'll go ahead and just announce those now. Those are Horizons, Luther Memorial, St. John's Lutheran Church, which is Open Hands, and Quinata and Quincy Catholic Charities. We have those five in town.
Well, and there are others in town. We want to make that clear.
There are
but
others.
This is for these five this year.
Correct.
Right.
And the idea of these of this Super Bowl of Caring kickoff, it's a kickoff luncheon. So this is actually a bigger process than just one day, but this is kind of gets the ball rolling, gets everybody excited about the Super Bowl
of
Caring.
They start thinking about it because I noticed I was in the store the other day and there are some brands and items of soup that are already on sale. Most of our grocery retailers understand that Super Bowl weekend for football is also Super Bowl of Caring for food pantries.
Right,
and they put a lot of their non-perishable macaroni and cheese and their soups and stuff like that on sale to make it easier for folks to make a contribution without breaking their budget.
Yeah, it's great. And when we actually have the Super Bowl weekend, I want to talk just briefly about that. On Super Bowl weekend, it's actually February 1st and 2nd this year, Saturday and Sunday. Hy-Vee is actually partnering with us, and they allow us to be in their entrances to collect the canned goods or box goods, the non-perishable items. Plus, we also have kettles. They're not the red kettles that you see, but they look more like a pressure cooker or a
soup kettle.
Yeah, like a soup kettle, and it has a lock on it, so we collect donations from that as well. And what we do, we collect all these canned goods. It's not just Hy-Vee, but all the businesses in town are contacted, or most of the business. If you weren't contacted, we apologize, but most of the businesses get contacted, and they have the opportunity to participate in the Super Bowl. They can either donate food items or money. And what we do the Tuesday after the Super Bowl, we all go to the Senior Center, and everybody brings all the canned goods together, and we actually have a huge group of people there. I know Blessing Riemann nursing students, they volunteered last year. I've been there 2 years doing that. 2 years ago was kind of crazy. Last year we had Blessing Riemann come in, and it was like, I don't know if nurses have this special ability, but it was much more calm.
Multitasking is their specialty. Yeah.
It went really well, and we are very grateful that they're going to participate again.
And I know that they're very concerned as nursing students about nutrition and public health, so that it also ties right into what they're going to school for, because they're going to be
exactly.
dealing with people in their careers who perhaps don't have appropriate condition. Well, Lakeia Gray, besides having a beautiful voice, and I can't wait to hear that, how do you get involved in Super Bowl of Caring?
Well, I met Steve, and the non-perishables at church.
Okay, so the non-perishables is this group.
Yes.
Correct.
That's the name of the band.
That's the band name, the non-perishables. And it's a play on words. I'm the guitar guy at Lutheran Church of St. John. During our food pantry hours, I come in for a half hour, 20 minutes, and just play a few songs. And from that, it kind of morphed from there, and we're the non-perishables. And
grew from there.
Yes, and it's really fun.
So you go around and perform like you do. You perform at Horizon Soup Kitchen sometimes.
Horizon Soup Kitchen. We actually, Carla Green is very special to us. She lets us play on Sunday night. She manages a Sunday night. We play once a month over there at Horizon Soup Kitchen. And we started in April of last year, so we've been doing it once a month. But Lakia, I think we have between 8 and 10 people in our band now. We started with 3, and just people hear us, and they're like, how do I get involved? And we want everybody to be involved. And the cool thing about the band is we're not like a church band. I was laying there last night just thinking about it. I don't think we have any two people from the same church or same background of religion. It's all different denominations. And so we're kind of like this floating around band. We play for the people that can't necessarily see live music at, say, Revelry or the Red Light. We play for places where, you know, they can't just go spend $20, $30 on a Friday night.
Or maybe they shouldn't be going into a bar.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the other scenario.
That's the other scenario. You know, maybe people are avoiding. If you are trying not to drink, first of all, in our society, it's almost impossible. They force it upon you. I know for most of my young life, drinker, then for about 30 years, non-drinker. And boy, when you're a non-drinker, it's amazing how many people just will not accept, I don't drink.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I drink now, and so I accept all comers. But if you are someone who wants to avoid alcohol, going to a bar to see live music can be, you know, a temptation maybe you don't want to have. So.
And I think it gets you more geeked up, too, when you hear music.
Yes, and I can't do it because it is like a trigger because all the alcohol is around and the excitement, and my mind just go there instead of really focusing, and it's not a place that I can be in.
Right. And in the olden days, if you were trying to quit smoking, you couldn't be anywhere.
Right.
You couldn't go near a bar because just the smell. Now you can't walk past it on the outside because they're all out there, you know, in the garden smoking. But, yeah, it's tough. So can we have a sampling of what the non-perishables? We only have 2 non-perishables here.
2 of us here.
it's an abbreviated non-perishable band.
And I will say we have a guitar and a singer today, but we have in our band, we have a drummer, we have 2 keyboard players, somebody plays flute, mandolin. We've got the gamut. We even have somebody that may be doing a cello at some point.
Wow.
So it's you. Come one and come all.
I'll bring my spoons and my bow run. Okay.
We want to do 2 songs. The first song, we won't play the whole song because I think everyone will know it.
And then we'll do the second song after our next break. Okay.
So that'll be perfect.
Yeah, just do one. We'll close with
We have? Do we have time for 2 verses, 3 verses on the first song, or I'll leave that up to you?
Let's do 3 verses.
Okay, we'll
do
3 verses.
Well, you know what? If Lakia is off key, I'll just pot her down and we'll go to commercial.
All right, that sounds great. Everywhere we play, I play this song. This is my favorite song, and people will know that. I always ask this. So the other thing, take it back to when you're a child, okay?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hide it under a bushel.
No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hey, I'm a non-perishable.
Hey!
Yes. That is great. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back. But mark your calendars. Tuesday, January 21st, 11 to 1's the kickoff for this big, big soup and non-perishable drive. It's at the Western Catholic Union. It's going to be great chili or chicken noodle, or have a cup of both. And you get a ham sandwich, dessert, and beverage. It's all next Tuesday. We'll be back to continue our conversation in just a moment. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and you're in for another musical treat from Lakia Gray and Steve Bartow. Lakia, tell us about this song, please.
Well, God came with this song for the non-perishables, and I remember telling them, I don't want y'all to be on notes. I just want you to play and let God just sing. And he wrote this song from St. John 16:33 and Ephesians 4:7 and James 1:16. And it's been a blessing for many, and I want to bless somebody else on today.
You've got a good lyricist. You got a good songwriter there. You go ahead, Lakia.
And Toby was the one who named this song. Toby named it the alphabet song.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to make sure you do that.
Da 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 da. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye shall have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations. I've overcome the world, I've overcome the world for you. I've overcome the world, I've overcome the world for you. But unto every one of us is given grace to, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. I've overcome the world, I've overcome the world for you. I've overcome the world, I've overcome the world for you. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Do not err in my heart, my beloved brethren. Do not err in my heart, my beloved brethren. I've overcome the world, overcome the world for you. I've overcome the world, I've overcome the world for you. La da 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 da.
Beautiful. Big fade. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. She is great. Oh, my gosh. Lakia, what a voice you have. Thank you so much. You just remain standing now because we don't have that much left. But that was wonderful. One of the best. You guys are going to have to be my house band, you know. You have to come in here. Why should Stephen Colbert, you know, why should he get John Baptiste and I don't have anything? But it just goes to show. I mean, I wish the people could see the joy in your hearts. And you're trying to do this to raise money, to raise non-perishable food items for those who come to these homeless shelters and come to these food pantries. Some of these are working people. These are people who really, they may have had a layoff. They may have had a reduction in hours with January being a slow period for some companies, and they just can't make it happen. So we've got to replenish these shelves. So the first step of that is Tuesday, January 21st. Everybody come with $6 in hand and have a nice soup luncheon. And tell us all about that. It's homemade, right?
Actually, I've got this here. The soup and chili, Western Catholic Union is donating that, so they're actually doing all the food. So it will be homemade. It won't be out of a can. So it should be great. Western Catholic Union's sponsoring the food. And Pepsi's doing the drinks. So everything is basically provided for us, which is wonderful.
So it's going to be 100% of the proceeds are going to go to these five food banks that desperate need help. So you make your $6 donation, 100% of that is going to this cause.
That's correct. And last year, just to give you a reference, last year we made $5,400, and that was split evenly between the five food pantries and distributed, and they could use that how they wish.
Right.
And then we had basically 9,100 food items throughout the whole campaign. But this is the kickoff, and this is going to be the way to get things rolling. The more people we get, the more money we make, and the goal is to do better than last year.
Okay. So the bottom line is this is the first of kind of a couple of weeks of Super, S-O-U-P-E-R, Super Bowl of Caring, Tuesday, January 21st from 11 to 1 at the Western Catholic Union Hall, right downtown, 516 Main. Hey, just come on down, $6. You get a bottomless bowl of chili or chicken noodle or have one of each. The ham sandwich, the dessert, and the beverage, it's all homemade. Pepsi's providing the beverage. And then go to the grocery stores. You'll see Super Bowl of Caring things in your own church or at the grocery store. And on Super Bowl Sunday, Hy-Vee is doing a special event. We might have you back on, I think, to talk about that maybe closer. We'll talk about that.
But that works fine.
And then on Tuesday, February 4th, from 10 to 2 at the Quincy Senior Center, those who have not had a chance can bring their items there. That's the final distribution.
Right.
That's the day
and that's where the businesses can bring theirs there as well. So if you've got a small business we didn't contact and you want to get involved, collect all you can and bring it on that date. We'll gladly take all the food items you have. It'll be great.
Okay. Well, all I know is if Simon Cowell was listening, you guys are destined for America's Got Talent, I guess, or the next best thing in the X Factor or whatever. You should, Lakia, you ought to seriously consider getting, you know, get a better guitar player, but Lakia.
Or at least a better looking one.
Nah, that's not true. You guys look great. I love to see this little light of mine shine, and that is so fantastic. Hey, thank you so much. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Right to Life movement in Quincy and a local event coming up, so just stay tuned. We're back, Talk Radio 930, WTAD, January 19th, 2020, is Sanctity of Human Life Day, and the annual Right to Life of Adams County Memorial Walk is going to take place on Sunday, January 19th, beginning at 1:30 at Rock Church on North 36th Street, and here to tell us all about it is Nancy Dolan. Nancy recently retired from her job as the librarian, and now she's taking on all kinds of other volunteer duties. So welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show with your volunteer hat on this time.
Thank you, Mary. It's great to be here.
We won't be talking about books today, but we're going to be talking about the Right to Life. Talk a little bit about the walk, if you will, and then why is this still such a heart-rending and controversial issue in the United States?
Well, it definitely is that. Our walk, as you said, is this Sunday. It's a memorial basically to all the children who have lost their life to abortion. This is we feel a terrible ill in our society. It's like going back thousands of years where infanticide was acceptable. And that's not something our country should do. That's not what the United States is about. So this is a walk to memorialize those who have lost their life and hopefully make some progress in protecting the children.
It seems that some people are in the Right to Life movement are hopeful that the Supreme Court is moving to where they may, if not overturn Roe v. Wade, at least modify it to let the states have more of a say in abortion rights. How do you feel? Is that going to happen?
I have no way to know, but I certainly hope so. I think enough people in this country feel that abortion is wrong, and the politicians aren't realizing that. They need to understand the will of the people, that children have a right to life, too. And I want to tell you a quick story before we go into more of this. I actually went to the Holocaust Museum in St. Louis last summer and heard a speaker there, and he said something that really struck me and that I think applies to abortion as well. He said, just think about all those people who lost their life in the Holocaust, all the advances that they might have made in science and technology and health, and they weren't here to do it. And so so it just made me think of all those things that we've missed out because of these children who were not allowed to live.
Yeah, they don't have a voice. We don't know what would have become of them. Right.
They may have been inventors. They may have made all kinds of advances that we don't have because of that.
Well, I think Tim Tebow, the football star, is kind of a big spokesman for Right to Life because his mother at one time did ponder an abortion. And if she had had an abortion, Tim Tebow wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be talking about Tim Tebow,
right.
And we wouldn't have seen Tim Tebow's talent.
Right.
The thing that's so interesting to me is why, well, whether it's against the law or not, why people still choose. And I guess part of the reason they choose is because they do not fundamentally believe, as probably you and I believe, that life begins at conception. I mean, that's a belief system. It's not a proven scientific fact. So that's part of the problem. But we've come so far since 1973 to where children now live, if they're 12 ounces at birth, they can still survive. I would have thought that modern medical advancements and ultrasounds and all this would have actually reduced the number of people voluntarily choosing to have an abortion, because even though it's legal, you don't have to have one, obviously. Why aren't we making better strides, Nancy? Why do we wait for the court system to decide it? Why can't people figure it out on their own?
I don't understand why people don't figure it out on their own. I think they have a mental block against it, because if you look at the science, it does prove that life begins at conception. Actually, life is continuous, but at conception, it becomes another person. By 18 to 21 days after conception, that heart is already beating, and it's already a separate life. It's not just a part of the mother. It's another life. And as
so
the time
was based on viability when the law was first introduced. And so things have changed so much. Yeah, it's like, well, if life doesn't begin at conception, does it start on day 28? Does it start on day 42? You know, it has to. Something has to happen where that is a separate human being from the mother. Of course, it is totally dependent on the mother while it's in the womb. But it does it. I guess that's the argument. Is that a separate human being with rights of its own that are equal to or even supersede the mother's rights? And this is the argument that has divided our nation.
Yes.
And it is so difficult. So what are some of the arguments you put forward when you talk to people who maybe don't share your right to life point of view? How do you convince them that this really should be the way that everybody thinks about it?
Try to tell them about the science, that this really is a separate human being. As I said, the heart beats at 18 to 21 days. By 10 weeks, that infant in the womb can actually feel pain. By 12 weeks, that infant can smile, kick, make a fist, turn its head. By 20 weeks, that infant actually can dream. Can you imagine? It's already a thinking human being that can dream and can feel it can move, and the mother can feel it moving. So I don't understand how they cannot realize that that is an independent life growing inside.
Well, what do you say to the other side of the argument, which is, well, that's fine, Nancy Dolan, you can hold that opinion, but this is my body, and I choose not to have a child at this time. And maybe it's, you know, I'm 15, or maybe I'm 35, but it's just not the time for me to be bringing, you know, a life into this world. Why should you have a rule over what I do?
I understand that viewpoint. I do. But it's not just their body anymore. It's another human being. If that baby were left on a doorstep after it was born and died, we would say that was a homicide. But so I don't understand how it can be just their right to kill the baby before it is actually born. There's a law, or at least I believe this is still on the books, that if you kill a pregnant woman, it's a double homicide. How can you not say that's another life?
Well, we do have contradictory laws in our country, that's for sure,
do.
Because there have been lawsuits and people have received money for injury or death of, you know, fetus.
Right.
It's interesting. I guess it all boils down to, in all the years, I mean, in my whole life, I mean, this has been part of my whole adult life. This Roe v. Wade was 73. I was in high school.
My entire
life, abortion has been legal in the United States of America. In my entire life, I was always told by the people I love and care about that it's wrong, whether it's legal or not. And I guess I'm just struggling still with why we haven't made, as the Right to Life movement, why we haven't made more strides in convincing people that, look at this, here's a here's a tape, here's a movie of the child in the womb. And you can see that it, if you poke at it, it recoils against the pain of that. And so what efforts can we, besides walking on January 19th, what can every person out there do to educate others? There's not going to be enough done, I don't think, for the young kids. These young girls, when you're 14 years old, I'm sure it's, I have no concept of what that would be like to be pregnant in 14.
I understand
it's extraordinarily hard.
Yes.
But if they thought it was a human being, they might carry it to term and give it up for adoption.
Right. And I think part of what we can do is the ultrasounds, showing those girls that it is a human life and that that baby already can move and feel pain. I think just educating people is so important. And that is part of what Right to Life of Adams County tries to do, is the education. And also let those girls know that there are alternatives. There are about 2 million families in this United States who want to adopt. So if a girl is willing to have that baby, she does not have to take the responsibility to raise it. There would be a family who would love to adopt that baby and raise it as their own.
Okay. Let's talk about the actual walk. Sunday, yes. January 19th, 1:30. Everybody gathers at the Rock Church at 307 North 36. Get there a little bit earlier than that. And it's just south of Broadway. It's like, there's Wendy's and there's the Rock Church. Okay.
Yes.
And then where are you going to march to?
We're going to march over to Main Street and then come back. It's a very short walk. Just basically it's symbolic. And if the weather is about 4 degrees out there, which we don't know what it's going to be, then we won't walk. We'll just stay in the church. There'll be a short prayer service. And also we've had an essay and poster contest, and those will be judged, and they'll be on display. So the winners will be announced that afternoon also.
Okay, and they'll be up at the Quincy Mall for people to see,
yes.
Right?
After the walk, they'll be at the Quincy Mall for a week, because the entire next week is Sanctity of Human Life Week.
Okay. So if you'd like to be involved in this, just show up at the Rock Church, 307 North 36th Street. The march begins at 1:30 on Sunday, January 19th. The theme this year is Defend Human Life Boldly.
Yes.
A lot of people have been emboldened by some of the political sentiment that's changing in the United States. And again, my sentiment would be, whether it's legal or illegal, if people would choose not to do that, it's like, murder's illegal, but I haven't murdered any. I don't, I kind of do it not because it's against the law, but because I think I shouldn't do that,
Right.
So I don't think we need the government to exactly tell us, it's okay to do this. If we still don't think it's okay, we don't have to do it
right.
And convince more people. You're right, the ultrasound and some of those new tests are kind of the key to making it all happen. And, of course, Right to Life also raises money and does things like that.
Yes.
Anything before I let you go, anything else you want to add? Because I know you come with a lot of knowledge about this, and that maybe you can change somebody's heart and mind this morning.
Oh, we hope so. There is one more thing that might help with that that I'd like to tell you about. There's a DVD titled Unplanned about a woman who used to work in the abortion industry in Planned Parenthood until she actually saw a baby fighting for its life as it was being aborted. And that turned her heart, and a movie was made about that. And that movie is available at all the area public libraries as well as the high school and college libraries. So if you haven't had a chance to watch that DVD, go check it out and see what really happens.
Okay. Unplanned is the name of the DVD. Nancy Dolan, thank you so very much. I can't promise you'll have great weather on Sunday. The high will be near 13, but it should be sunny. But we'll see you out at the Walk to Life, and it starts at 1:30 at Rock Church, and it's a very small march. It's about
very short.
A half a block down to Main Street and a half a block back up. But it's just to show people, to stand in to show people that, yes, this group exists in our area, this group believes in this, and we want you to join us if you can.
Yes. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much.